Barbara, NATO is now closely watching Russian air activity over Europe. What's going on there?
A very startling announcement from NATO today, Wolf, that they are concerned about some stepped up Russian air activity over European airspace where thousands of commercial airliners fly. Let me put up a map for a minute and just let's leave it up there and walk through what is happening between NATO and the Russians. Over the last 2 days, NATO has monitored an increased number of Russian flights. They have been over the North Atlantic, the Balkans, the Baltic, and to the east in the Black Sea. A number of European air forces have responded. They are intercepting these flights. They are generally Russian bear bombers with refueling aircraft in groups of eight. Now, here's the problem. They're not doing anything particularly illegal. They are not violating airspace. They are being intercepted. There has been no startling military move. But the problem, they are not filing flight plans, they are not using their transponders, and they are not in radio contact with civilian air traffic control over Europe. This is raising concerns. These civilian air traffic controllers, the commercial aircraft that fly all over the European continent, those air traffic controllers need to know what is out there, and the Russians are keeping silent. It can be a very dangerous situation.
Certainly can be a very, very disturbing situation, at least for now. All right, stand by, Barbara. Thank you. There's other breaking news we're following. The White House has been hit by hackers, and the cybersecurity breach is thought to have originated in Russia. Let's get some details now. Our correspondent, our justice correspondent, Pamela Brown, is standing by. Pamela, what are you learning?
Well, Wolf, we're learning that two U.S. officials with knowledge of the breach are saying that this early indication is that it's believed to be emanating from Russia. Given the complexity of the breach, officials say it wouldn't be surprising if it was backed by the government, but it's too early to know that for certain. They're still investigating this.